This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 1-26-08, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 p.m. taking your calls and making predictions based on a background in astrology and an ordinary deck of playing cards. Yes, it's bizarre and strange and out of the ordinary, and all you have to do to get involved is pick up your phone. Give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Speak to Ken. Tell him your first name or make it up. Tell him your birthday. Tell him the truth. And when you come through to me, ask one specific question. And if this isn't completely clear, just stay tuned because we're going right to the phones. And we're going to start with Susan in North Kingston. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you, Myrna?
I'm well. Thanks, Susan. I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what's your question for me?
I just want to know if anything significant is going to come up in the next few years of my life.
Anything significant in the next few years in your life?
Yeah.
Okay, that's way too broad.
Yeah, it sounds pretty broad, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, when you think about it. Now, do you want to try something very much more narrow?
Well, I'm on disability from a car accident, and I can walk in and get around and do things, but there's memory problems because of it, and I feel very useless.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to know if there's anything that I'm going to be a hobby, a job, or
sure,
something that I can sink my teeth into, you know, and get interested in.
Okay. Have the doctors given you any hope in terms of regenerating more of the brain?
There are lesions on the brain that will cause cognitive problems. So if I say something to somebody, I might forget I even said it a half hour later.
Okay.
Which is a problem for remembering important details in an important job. You know?
Without question. So then what I do have that's very encouraging is the Nine of Hearts falling in the fifth house. When you ask a question that's kind of vague, such as yours, like, where could you find something to do? What kind of thing could you do? I use the Nine of Hearts as a target card, and it fell in the fifth house, which is creative endeavors. So, Susan, the best thing you can possibly do is find something that you can do that's creative, that you find pleasure in. And, by the way, I would suggest that you try to do it not at home, so that you are having some social interaction with other people. It might mean taking a course where you do jewelry design or ceramics or painting or any number of things like that, where, frankly, having a memory about it is not going to be important. But at least you'll be interacting with some other people and doing something that would give you pleasure. That looks very promising for you.
That's good.
Thank you for the call, Susan. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line available for you. Rich in Woburn, Mass. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly, Rich. And I see that you're born under the beginning of the sign of Cancer. This has been Cancer Night, really. Cancer and Aquarius. What's your question for me?
I'd like to know if things are going to work out with my girlfriend.
And what's her birthday?
4/9.
So she's in Aries. Cancer and Aries can work quite well together. It's not the easiest of combinations. It more frequently works a little more easily if it's the woman who is the Cancer rather than vice versa. But let's take a look. Here's the thing. Aries is a free spirit. You can't pin her down. And Cancer can be controlling. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. And that never, ever works with her. How long were the two of you involved?
About 5 years.
Okay, that's a long time. So certainly this is not something that just cropped up out of nowhere. So there must have been a lot of frustrations around for quite some time. And I think that what occurred, when I look at these cards with the 3 and 4 of spades next to you and the 5 of 8 of spades in a key place around her, we're talking about a pattern that goes back over time. This didn't just happen out of nowhere. Do you know whether she's involved with anybody else yet?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think that she's apt to be fairly soon if she's not right now, which means that if there's any hope to reconnect with her, you're going to have to move pretty quickly. So, you know, there are some very important magic words such as, I realize what I did wrong. Have you said that to her?
Yes.
And it didn't work?
It didn't not work.
Okay. All right. She falls in your fifth house, which is the box of love and romance. She falls with good cards around her, and she's on the surface of the cards. So by no means am I saying there's no hope, but I do think you have patterns of behavior between the two of you that are awfully apt to crop up once again. So if you want to make things better, I think you've got to do some real work on the relationship. And if you just get back together again after being separated for these few months, I am very concerned that you're going to slip right back into the patterns of behavior that destroyed the relationship in the first place. Are you with me on this, Rich?
Yeah.
So I think that if you really want to offer her something, the thing is to say, let's go to a counselor together so that we can jointly work on the issues.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Two lines available now. Mary in Centerdale, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call, Myrna.
Certainly, Mary, and I see that you're a Pisces.
Yes, Myrna.
And what's your question for me?
My question is, Myrna, I'm not a very happy camper. Someone unlocked my bulkhead door, and they left it unlocked but closed. Someone could have came right into my house.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm lucky I'm alive today. I'd like to know if it's a male or female. Maybe your cards can tell me some information.
All right. First of all, let's just take a deep breath here.
Yeah.
Do you live in a neighborhood where there's a high crime rate?
No.
So there haven't been a lot of break-ins, murders?
No.
House attacks? Rapes?
I'm not sure about the house attacks. I heard at one time there was a couple.
Okay. How long ago was that? Do you see where I'm going with this?
Somewhat.
Okay, listen, sweetheart.
Okay.
You're a woman who worries. And I don't blame you for wanting to be secure.
Yes.
And I wouldn't be happy in the least if someone did that to me.
Ooh.
And I might very much want to put a lock on the inside of my cellar door.
Well, but they could have broke the glass, Myrna, and came right in.
Okay, so I might want to change it so there isn't a glass. But the fact is that if somebody really wants to get into your house or mine, for that matter, they're going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find a way. So what I'm trying to get across to you is that you're doing something called catastrophizing.
Mm-hmm.
Something might have gone wrong, but nothing did.
Mm-hmm.
So to say, I'm lucky to be alive, if you were in Iraq, I would understand you saying that, but not in Centerdale.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because your bulkhead was unlocked overnight. And the reason that this is such an important idea is that the thoughts that you have lead to the feelings that you have, and they lead to your behaviors. I don't want you to be terrified.
Yeah, I was, let me tell you.
But a lot of the terror that you're feeling is because of the thoughts that you're carrying that go way beyond it. The thought you need to have is, luckily nothing happened.
Yes,
period.
That's what I say.
That's the thought you need to hold on to, not I'm lucky to be alive.
Mm.
If someone broke into your house and just said, sit there in that corner and don't move, stole a lot of stuff and left, then you might be justified to say, I'm lucky to be alive. Am I making a point? Do you understand me now?
Yes.
Okay. Now I have the card that represents you.
Okay.
And I look at the fourth house.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fourth house, the card that shows up is a jack of spades. Now a jack can be a man or a woman, so I don't know which it was. But I do know that whatever happened was accidental.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. It wasn't anything criminal as far as I'm able to see.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, that makes me feel a lot better, Myrna.
Good. I'm glad, and I'm glad you called, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line available. Margaret in Foster, Gloucester, welcome to the program.
Greetings.
Are you really in Foster, Gloucester, or are you in Foster or Gloucester?
Oh, no. I'm right on the line.
So you are Foster, Gloucester.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, way out in the snow belt.
Welcome to the program. I see you're a Sagittarian. What's your question for me?
I'm packing up to move, but I lost a bid on a particular house I really was counting on, and I wanted to know if I'm going to move near that area or in that particular location.
All right. I understand the question, and what I'm going to do is use that Nine of Hearts as a target geographically in the layout of my cards. And so the Queen of Hearts represents you, and I have the card that represents you. And let me find, where is the nine? Here it is. And the nine is in the sixth house away from you. And the sixth house away from you is pretty much straight out west. So it's moving west from where you are right now.
Okay.
It's moving in a westerly direction. That's where the house is. And by the way, it's a wonderful house.
Yes. It was.
Where was the house? Was it west, north, south? Do you know?
It was in Maryland.
Oh, well, that's very south.
Hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you want to go to Maryland? Was there a specific reason to want to be in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Stay with me.
Just near family.
Okay, the Nine of Hearts being in the west doesn't mean you can't be in Maryland. It just means the western part.
Okay.
All right. Now, where was the house in Maryland? Was it north, south, east, or west?
It was in the Annapolis area.
And that's more or less east.
Right.
Okay. Well, this may be a little westerly from there, but it doesn't mean it has to be across the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
What the cards really do indicate is that you will be content. So this has to be good news for you. You have to find a house with which you will be happy.
Right.
You have beautiful cards in that place. So even though you didn't get that house, I'm pretty confident for you, you're going to get a house you like.
Very good.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions for you. And all you have to do is pick up your phone and call us at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Back to the phones, Lisa in Narragansett. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm calling to find out somebody near and dear to my heart just found out some bad news about a health, like cancer.
Yes, Lisa.
So, and it could go one way or the other.
What's her birthday?
May 14th.
May 14th. Let me get the cards down and see what's going on. And you're born under the sign of Pisces, so I have the card that represents you. And I just want to see what I can tell you about her. May 14th. Makes her a Taurus, the Queen of Clubs in my system. And I have the card that represents her. It doesn't look nearly as bleak as you think, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to say that. So
okay.
Even though she's going to need treatment, and even though, you know, it's not an easy road to be on, the cards
right.
are encouraging. It's
oh,
going to
good.
Take a while. Now, the thing that's very important is she's feeling confused, and she's likely to get to feeling some depression, and you need to be very upbeat and positive and optimistic around her.
Okay.
It's very important, because if you're all hysterical and upset, all you're doing is adding to her burden.
Oh, okay.
It's very important.
Okay.
And I also think it's very important to encourage her to talk.
Okay.
Because Taurus likes to talk when they're feeling stressed. You know that, right?
Yep.
So you have to sort of park your emotions
okay. So
that you can really listen to her and you can say, look, you know, I want to hear you. And you're not going to offer her any suggestions because you don't have any. And you're not going to say, I'm sure you're going to be fine because you don't know that. I mean, you and I know that, but you can't say that.
Right.
What you need to say is, I trust that you're going to be okay. I feel confident. Now, stop and think for a second. You're a Pisces, and that's a very psychic sign.
Usually I have bad feelings when things go bad, and I just didn't, and I don't, you know what I mean?
That's wonderful news. You don't have bad feelings about this. That's exactly what I wanted to ask you, because your feelings are to be trusted, and you want to tell her that on your deepest gut level, you feel very confident, and that's going to help.
Okay.
Lisa, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Marcy, in Narragansett. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking the call, Myrna.
Certainly.
I'm calling first I want to thank you for last year. You gave me tons of great advice that turned out, and I don't want to waste time, but you were 100% right on.
Thank you.
I wanted to get through tonight because of all the people that are calling that are sick.
Yes.
With terminal diagnosis or feeling useless or housebound. Because I was there for a couple of years in 2000 with intermediate heart failures, and I continue to get better.
Wow.
I'm no longer housebound. I am disabled. Have to limit my activities and listen to my body, pace myself. But I have a very happy life now, and it concerned me hearing such hopelessness.
I'm so glad you called.
And I wanted to recommend one of the things that you can do, even bedridden, is it's a Qigong DVD from Lee Holden that I sent away for.
Uh-huh.
And even bedridden, you can do the breathing.
Oh, that's great. All right.
And just to encourage people to not let go of the hope.
Marcy, do you have email?
No.
Okay. If you want to send me a note, you can send it to the station here. And
I want to come see you for my birthday, which is February 17th.
So okay.
I will be seeing you again soon, and I'll bring the DVD with me.
All right. I'd love to get the information so I can tell people more about it, Marcy. Thank you so much for this generous phone call.
And not to accept the diagnosis.
Good.
And I want to throw one quick thing in, too.
Yes.
A husband was diagnosed with terminal cancer 16 years ago. And he is in an assisted living facility, but he's alive and happy.
And that's the thing I was trying to get across. You heard me talk about my friend who's out in Colorado, and his wife's still, you know, kicking. What can I say? So sometimes doctors just don't know.
They gave him 6 months 16 years ago.
Exactly. All right, Marcy, thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you in the office. Bye now. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to, where are we going here? We're going to Betsy in Fall River. Betsy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Betsy. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
All right. I see you're a Virgo. What's your question for me?
I have dimes following me everywhere. Everywhere I go, I find a dime.
No
I
kidding.
I don't think there was any significance to it. I mean, I'd like to find dollars, but I'm only finding dimes.
How many dimes have you found?
Oh, I'd say over 50.
No kidding.
If I'm in a parking lot, like going into the mall, or if I'm in a store, I'm doing laundry, there's a dime in a pocket, there's a dime in the bottom of the washer.
That is so funny. All right, let's see if I can make anything out of this number. It's the number 10.
Is it?
And in astrology, the number 10 represents the planet, the sun. And so when we think about the sun, that has a lot to do with you at the primary core of your being. And one of the messages that I get from the 10s are all about also how you feel about yourself. So this is an important time for you to take stock of yourself. What are you pleased with? What are you not pleased with? What do you think needs to change? What do you think do you need to get rid of? And what do you need to hold on to? That's the first thing. And the second thing, of course, I would be doing is checking my calendar to see if I've got anybody on the list born on the 10th of any month. Can you think of any family member or good friend?
Not offhand, I can't.
I want you to check your calendar, because one of the messages from the number 10 could very well be that there's someone with whom you have been friends that you need to rev the friendship up, or something that you have yet to learn from someone born on a number 10. Think back over past time and look into your Rolodex. But also, use the message in terms of yourself and what do you need to change, get rid of, or add.
Okay, good.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
That's very interesting. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Maureen in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi. I had a pretty rough 2007. I had a full hip replacement in November, and I have to have the other side done next month.
Right.
In 2008, am I going to walk again?
Well,
I want my life back.
Well, I don't blame you. How did you do getting through the first hip operation?
Not bad at all. I got titanium, and you wouldn't even know it's there. But I want to walk again. I want my life back.
Well, of course you do. And you're born under the sign of Gemini. And the Queen of Diamonds represents you. Let me get these cards down. Another one of my friends out in California had one hip replacement a couple of years back and just had the other one done about a month ago.
Yeah.
And, my gosh, out running around doing everything in a matter of no time.
Yeah.
I can't believe how that procedure has changed from, say, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And how difficult it was back then. Okay, I have the card representing you. And the hip is the ninth house. And you have two clubs and a diamond up there. You're going to be up and moving again. You're going to have to go slowly.
Yeah.
Have you had any trouble with your feet? Not only your hip. Have you had any trouble with your feet?
No.
Okay, good.
Not really.
All right. This is going to take you a while to get past the hip problem.
Yeah.
It may take you 9 to 10 weeks after the procedure to feel that you really can move again, but you're going to be able to do that after then. Who knows? You might even be able to go dancing.
Am I going to have a good summer?
I don't see why not.
All right.
I don't see why not.
The last year was terrible, especially last year.
Well, we'll see what happens, Maureen, but let's get through the procedure. I'm optimistic for you, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. No, we don't have enough time to take a call right at this moment because we're coming up to the bottom of the hour. But we have 30 minutes more to spend together, you and I, here on WPRO, and one line available. The phone number, 438-WPRO, or 1-800-321-WPRO. And also, tuck away in your memory in case you're interested in a private consultation. Wednesday nights, open lines, as it were, at my office for a nominal fee, 7 to 10 p.m. at 401-333-7970. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. Our lines are full, so when you hear me say goodbye to someone, please join us. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jane in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Jane, sure. I understand you're calling about a girlfriend.
Yes, I am, and her birthday is 117,
so she's
1948.
So she's a Capricorn. And what's your question for her?
Well, this is like a family situation with her daughter. Her daughter is born May 28th, 1967.
So her daughter's a Gemini and she is a Capricorn. And what's the question?
They've had some problems where the daughter has cut her off, but it's through her husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's very difficult.
Okay.
And her daughter called tonight asking that, you know, her and her husband call her up in, like, about an hour.
Yes.
And they'd like to know how this conversation is going to go.
Okay. Well, your friend is the Queen of Clubs as a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And the Queen of Diamonds represents her daughter and falls in the seventh house away, which is the box of best friends.
Oh, great.
So it may very well be that there's some thawing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, you blame the husband,
mm-hmm.
and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that if this young woman is having stressed relationship with her mother,
mm-hmm.
then it's at least in large part because she chooses to.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be something that they have to work through.
Okay, but do you see it being worked?
Well, this looks like a positive conversation. It looks like there's a real potential through this conversation to begin a path to patching things up. But I believe that it's very important for your friend to be prepared to at least say, let me listen, let me hear what you're saying, let me consider what you're saying, let me understand. In other words, I don't want your friend to try to defend herself or even to try to go back or to debate any points. This, since her daughter is initiating the conversation, nothing is more important than listening and saying, let me take all of your concerns into consideration and then let us talk again. Jane, best of luck with that. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Scott in Providence, welcome to the program. Hello, Scott.
Oh, hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I see you're a Gemini. And what's
Taurus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misread the screen. You are indeed a Taurus. What's your question for me?
Well, I've been having some really genuine concerns on income and career, and I wonder if you could give me some counsel on and what's in store for me on career at this point in my life.
Okay. I have the King of Clubs, which represents you, and in the sixth house, which is all about your job, there's three hearts and a diamond. Those cards look wonderful. And even in the eighth house, which happens to do with ambition, the cards look good. I'm not seeing a huge problem. I see worry in your third house, and I see a problem around another man with regard to what's going on for him. But I'm not seeing a big problem for what's going on with you. Why are you worried?
Well, just a sluggish career. I'm in a creative career field, and it's just really drying up.
Okay. Okay. Well, here's the wonderful thing about being creative. You have the brain, the intuition, the gift to be able to use that creativity to find a new way out of what seems to be a shrinking condition.
Yeah.
Use that, because really, all these cards look so promising. Now,
there's
two key men who show up, one who's in difficulty and one who's optimistic.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you need to ally yourself with the man who's more hopeful. And then the two of you together can come up with some ideas to rev up this aspect of your career.
Yeah.
So what you may have to do is broaden out here, and that means you have to keep a very open mind to it. And you also have to beware of being around people who are pessimistic and who are saying there's nothing we can do. We've got to close everything up. We've got to go do something else with our lives. That kind of thinking won't help you. Use your creativity to solve the problem. I feel very promising from what I see here that you can. Scott, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Valerie in North Providence, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, Valerie. I see that you're a Scorpio, and what's your question?
Well, after a long time working on myself and my patterns, I really feel I'm ready for a committed relationship.
Wonderful.
Do you see anything in the future?
Well, let's take a look. I have always said that Scorpio, because it is the sign of desire, is a sign that is not alone except by choice. So since you've done a lot of work on yourself and you're ready to open the door for there to be a man in your life, there will be. And in fact, I look for kings to fall, for example, in the fifth or seventh houses or on the surface of the cards. There is a king in your fifth house of romance. There's a king of hearts and a king of diamonds, both on the surface of their respective placements. So that's three men who I see who can come into your life at any time, March, April, May, August, and September. These are cards that are extremely optimistic, Valerie, and I think all you have to do is get out there and make an effort to meet new people, period. That's all you have to do. I'm not sure which one of these men could be long-term because there's very nice cards around all three of them. I think you're going to have, an embarrassment of riches, Valerie.
Okay.
Go have some fun, and when you meet someone you like, call me back with his birthday. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Judy in East Providence, welcome to the program. Hey, Judy.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call.
Certainly, and you're born under the sign of Cancer.
Yes, I am.
And what's your question for me?
Well, my question tonight is very specifically, was there any chance that I might be able to retire with it in some degree of financial comfort anytime soon?
Well, let's take a look and see what the cards say. I know where Jupiter is in your chart, and my guess is, thinking about Jupiter's influence, that it wouldn't be in 2008, but it might be in 2009. And let me see if the cards concur with that. So I want to look in your eighth house, which has to do with retirement and represents the monies that are there. And boy, you've got gorgeous cards. You've got the 3, 8, and 9 of hearts falling there. So I don't have any doubt that you'll be able to retire soon. But again, when I think where certain planets are, my expectation is that it will be easier for you to do it in 09 rather than 08. Is that pretty much what you had in mind?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, Judy. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line available for you. Marissa in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm currently 6 months pregnant. I wonder if my baby is going to be healthy.
Well, let's take a look, Marissa. Do you have reason to be worried, sweetheart?
Well, I have Crohn's disease and stuff like that, so I was just wondering.
Okay, fair enough. You're born under the sign of Capricorn, and the baby is due in 3 months, you said?
Yep.
Okay, the Queen of Clubs is the card that represents you. Let me find you and then see what's going on. So far, the picture looks very good. Yeah, I don't see a problem for you. The baby looks to be quite healthy, I am so happy to say. And you said, let's see now, we are now at the end of January, February, March, April. So what, the baby's due at the end of April?
Well, May 1st.
May 1st. So you're expecting a little Capricorn baby? Right. The baby's going to be a little bit later than that, a few days later than that, unless they take it by cesarean. The baby will be born closer to around the 10th of the month. All right, Marissa?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and good luck. 438-WPRO. Let's talk to Kim in Central Falls. Kim, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. I see you're a Leo.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
Yes, I was wondering if my youngest sister is ever going to meet the one.
The one. What's her birthday, Kim?
She's a Scorpio.
She's a Scorpio. And there's nobody in her life right now?
No.
Okay. Queen of Spades is the card that represents her. She doesn't have any trouble meeting men. She doesn't have any trouble getting into relationships. You're just saying that she doesn't seem to get into the one right relationship.
Right.
And I assume that she concurs with you. This is not just your opinion.
Yep.
Okay. I have the card that represents her. And you know, it's interesting. There are two men who show in her fourth house. And she's got beautiful, promising cards around where she works, mostly. So it seems as though she can meet a lot of men either on the job or right around there. And as far as who is really the right man for her, It's actually, from what I'm seeing, probably, oh my goodness. It's between, well, here's the problem. I'm seeing an Aries and I'm seeing a Gemini, and Aries is not usually a good sign for a Scorpio. A Gemini is a more complicated sign, but then Scorpios tend to like complications. So I'm going to go with Gemini on this, and it's a Gemini born in the month of June, probably right around the 3rd. And he's about 6 feet tall, and he's about 3 years younger than she is. And she should know him within 6 weeks. So there's plenty of opportunity. The big question is, why hasn't she met the one? And I think that in large measure, I don't know that she's wanted to be the one yet for herself. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Okay, all right. If she really wants to be with the one, far as I can tell, Kim, she will be. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here.
Rhode Island's ghost hunting plumbers are now on Newstalk 630 WPRO and taking your call every Saturday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson, exclusively on Newstalk 630 WPRO.
And Jason and Grant will be with you at 7 o'clock following the Myrna Lamb Show. You and I have a few minutes together still, so let's go back to the phones. Elizabeth in Greenville, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Elizabeth. I see you're a Leo, and what's your question for me?
When will I find love?
When will I find... Isn't there a song that goes like that? I won't sing. You wouldn't want me to. Okay, I'm at the Queen of Hearts, which represents you. And in the fifth house, so we have a Five of Hearts, which is certainly hopeful. And, when's the last time you took a trip?
A few months ago.
Really? Did you meet anybody on the on that trip at all?
No. Went to visit my daughter at college.
Well, that doesn't count.
exactly.
You know, you got to go on a vacation. You got to go somewhere. I see you meeting somebody out of state. And the man that I see you meeting is probably a fire sign like you, an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarian. He is about 5'9". He has a young child, interestingly enough.
Oh.
Okay, erase that one. We don't want him. He's got a young child. I've been there, done that. I don't want to do that anymore. Okay, forget him. All right, well, then, what have we... Okay, the other thing that we have is a girlfriend with whom you go out.
Okay.
And there's actually two women who I see you're friends with. One is probably an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, or has a lot of the down-to-earth practical traits of that sign. The other looks like a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. You could very well meet somebody while out with them. In fact, the Queen of Clubs, which I think is this more pragmatic friend of yours. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Good. I think she knows somebody who you could become involved with.
And that's the water sign friend?
No, the earth sign friend.
Oh, the earth sign friend. Okay.
She's the one. She knows some guy who she's been friends with, and that could work with you. And you could meet him in approximately 6 weeks. And he looks like an earth sign, too, a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn. Now, I know most of the time, Leo is not terribly interested in Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn. And all the Leos out there right now who are married to Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorns, don't get furious at me. It's still not the most common of connections. But, Elizabeth, it looks like it could work for you. So, 6 weeks, within 6 weeks, it looks promising. Let me know. Let's talk to Sharon in Pawtucket. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, Sharon. I see that you're born under the sign of Capricorn. What's your question for me?
Yes, I'm just wondering if my husband's business will come back up. We've been in a slump for about a year.
Oh, dear. What's his birthday?
April 7th, 1957.
So he's an Aries, and we want to see about his business. And the Queen of Clubs represents you, and I have that card. And I have the King of Hearts, and he really has been feeling pretty down about the business.
Yeah.
He's got two nasty spades right beside him showing his distress about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the sixth house, which is employees, I take it he's had to let somebody go.
Yeah.
And that so we have spades there. The 10th house, which represents the business, has all four suits in it, meaning that matters are still unclear.
Okay.
The income from the business, however, is represented as virtually all clubs.
Okay.
Now, clubs are cards of stability. If things are good and you get clubs, that's good.
Okay.
But if things are not good and you get clubs, it means they're not changing.
Okay.
So it really does look as though this business is not going back to where he wants it to go.
Okay.
And so it's time for him to sit down and think very carefully about what it does, what makes sense for him to do.
Okay.
You know, he's a guy who's had some good fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And when the fortune for an Aries goes awry, you have to ask whether you're doing the right thing. And that's really what he's got to look at.
Okay.
So it's not an easy thing to do. And I don't think it's his fault.
You know? Okay,
it
yeah.
would seem to be circumstances demand that kind of thing.
That's right.
So it's like he's got to separate himself from the business, and that's very hard to do. But he needs to acknowledge that it's not that he did something wrong. It's not that he could have done something better. It's
okay.
that there's just not a call for his services anymore.
All right.
All
Thank
right.
you so much.
You're welcome,
okay,
Sharon.
Okay, have a great evening.
And you, 438-WPRO, Joan in Portsmouth. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hello, Joan. You are an Aries.
Yes.
And your question for me.
I have a health question. Oh. I'm having a problem with my left arm.
Okay.
Is it going to get better?
Let's take a look. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. Most of the time, problems involving the arm come out of the sign of Gemini. And so that suggests to me that there must be something in your horoscope that's afflicting the sign of Gemini. And I want to know whether that's going to get better for you sometime soon. Your third house cards represent the arm. And you do have a 2 and a 3 of spades there, but then it's surrounded by very promising cards. So this is something that seems to me is going to be improved. And it seems to me more likely to be through medication than anything else. Are you on any medicine for this yet?
No, I'm not.
Well, I think that that's what's going to work for you. Is it pain that's in the arm? What's happening?
No, it's swelling.
It's swelling in the arm. Okay. I don't see anything here that looks really bad. In my system, bad means two spades side by side, two houses in a row. You haven't got that. You have a real problem. I'm not denying that for a minute. But the legal and professional cards representing your doctor, those cards are good. And you have the Nine of Hearts in an outcome place. That's very promising. So whatever it is that's happening to you, whether it's an infection in your system or something of that nature, don't lose hope because you're going to be okay.
Actually, it's lymphedema.
Well, it's going to work out.
Oh, great.
It looks as if things are improving, and it may be, again, through the medication that you take for this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joan, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, let's talk to Tom in Canton, Mass. Tom, welcome to the program. Hey, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very good. Listen, I want to ask a question about my health.
Okay, and you're born...
My internal health, not my external.
What would be external health?
You know, like my arms or legs being injured or anything like that.
Okay, so you're talking about...
My guts.
Your guts.
I've been feeling weird feelings.
You've had weird feelings in your guts. Okay.
Well, yeah, my internals. I don't know.
Okay.
All
right.
How does it look?
Okay, let me see what I can tell you. The King of Clubs is the card that represents you. And when it comes to your guts, it's fourth house. Well, you're right. There are some nasty cards there. So things aren't the way they're supposed to be. And one of the things that I think you need to do right away is change what you eat. I think you need to absolutely clear out as much fat, white flour and white sugar as you possibly can, and by absolutely cleaning out your diet and getting it to as close as very natural foods as you possibly can, you'll see whether this is something that you control, that you can control through diet. If not, then as we get toward the beginning of March, if things are not feeling significantly better because of this change in diet, then indeed you need to check in with a doctor and perhaps even a nutritionist. You know, diets, what can happen sometimes, Tom, is we develop allergies, and you may have an allergy to certain glutens or other aspects of diet, and that's why I think if you just clean your diet out as best you can, get rid of food additives and the like, and really pay attention to what you're eating, it may clear this up. You will know by no later than late March. Tom, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Lynn in Cranston. Lynn, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn. I'm fine, thanks, and I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what's your question tonight?
I was just wondering if I'm going to meet anyone soon.
Well, let's take a look and see if there's love life for you. And I know that Jupiter, the planet of abundance, is in your opposite sign, and that can bode very well for you to meet somebody. And I have the Queen of Spades, which is you. And in the eighth house away from you, there's a King of Diamonds. So there is a man around you even now who I think you're interested in. And maybe you've been shy about talking to him. But the most exciting thing is the King of Hearts. And he falls in your fifth house of love and romance. And he is a man who I expect you to meet in May. That's not too far away. And between now and then, I want you to take a look around you because you've seen this man, but he somehow hasn't registered. And let's see, he's got blue eyes. He's got dark hair. He's 5'7", not overly tall. And he is single. I think he was in a long-term relationship. I'm not sure that he was ever married. And that's the man I like for you. So, Lynn, good luck. Let me know. If you don't meet him by the end of May, June, let's see what's going on in the cards again. But I think you will. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Eileen in Cranston, another Cancer. Eileen, welcome to the program.
Hello.
What's your question for me?
I have twins, a boy and a girl. I'm just wondering if their dad's going to come back.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that their dad isn't around. How are you handling twins?
Good.
Good for you. That's not an easy thing.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of spades in key places that represent this relationship. What's his birthday?
10/25/81.
So he's born under the sign of Scorpio.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Do you know whether there's been another woman in his life?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eileen, she shows up right now in his seventh house, and that's marriage and partnership. Not that he's married to her, but he's involved elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to let go. Because,
okay.
You know, look, you're extremely young. You've got two little kids. You deserve help with them. They deserve to have someone who will care about them. And he's not doing the job.
Right.
So the fact is you need to let go. You have three nasty spades all together in the seventh house, which represents the relationship you had with him.
Yeah.
What we have is a lot of hope around you from a King of Clubs. He's a friend of yours. Isn't there a man around you right now? Not necessarily a love relationship, but a guy who's almost like a brother. He's a buddy.
There's guys in my church, but I don't know anyone.
There's one particular man who I think really genuinely likes you. Maybe he talks to you. Maybe he's a little shy. And I'm not suggesting that he's the man you're going to spend your life with, but I see him around you as someone who would at least be comfortable with, someone you could have a cup of coffee with, someone you could have supper with. You need to make a real effort to meet some new people. And the first thing you have to do is feel better about yourself. You have to get to the point that you look in the mirror and you like what you see. And you don't like what you see right now, Eileen.
No, I don't.
I know that. And that's the most important thing for you to change. Why should some man want to be with you if you don't feel good about yourself?
Right.
First person you need to work on is you. You deserve better. You can have better. You're very young. You have a big future ahead of you. Work on yourself. Work on feeling good about you. And you'll call me in a few months saying, I've met the most wonderful man. Eileen, thank you for the call. Thanks to all of you for your calls tonight. It's a pleasure for me to spend these 2 hours with you every Saturday night. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson, Beyond Reality. Thank you, Ken. And to everyone, should you be interested in private consultations, my office in Lincoln, Rhode Island is 401-333-7970. And Wednesday, 7 to 10 p.m. Instant Readings, 401-333-7970. Good night, all. Have a great week.